You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Joining us now to talk a little bit more about what's happening with the House passing that $1.75 trillion spending package and how this affects our border, Preston Hennigans is back in from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Preston, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I did. Yeah, you too, buddy. So here we are now with the House passing that $1.7 trillion social spending package dubbed the Build Back Better. I mean, this also contains the largest amnesty in American history. The Senate, though, kept saying, we're not going along with this, amnesty situation here in the Senate. No, they said no more than once, right? So where is it now? Back to the House?
So it's actually still in the hands of the Senate parliamentarian who, like you said, had previously ruled twice that the inclusion of amnesty went against Senate rules, essentially, right, for the way that they're going to be passing this bill. And so this is the third attempt by the House Democrats to try to ram through some sort of immigration provision. And this one is pretty bad. Although it does not give illegal aliens a pathway to citizenship, it does give them deportation relief, and it gives them work authorization, and it allows them to access certain public benefits. So essentially, that's an amnesty.
I was just going to ask you, Preston, how is that different than total amnesty? I mean, you're allowed to get U.S. benefits. Deportation may or may not happen for you. I mean, it's like a welcome wagon showed up for you.
Exactly. And the Democrats are trying to be sneaky with this and say that, these provisions only last for 10 years. But we know there's nothing more permanent in immigration than a temporary policy. We really don't think there's any way that these would be stripped away in 10 years from now. We saw that under President Trump when he tried to end temporary programs. The Democrats took him to court, and the courts created these crazy interpretations to say that ending programs such as temporary protected status was somehow illegal. So that's where it really gets funny, is that the Democrats know that by putting in these temporary protections, future Congresses may not have the political courage to actually strip these protections, and they're just going to continue kicking this can down the road like they have with DACA and like they have with temporary protected status.
And it's frightening, too, when you realize how many people this affects. Let's first of all talk about the illegal aliens. We're not talking hundreds of thousands or even a million or two. We're talking 7 million illegal aliens could benefit from this, not to mention the ripple effect on how many Americans could negatively be affected by these policies.
Exactly. And that's also a conservative estimate. There are some groups that are saying this could affect over 7 million illegal aliens. And like you said, that is going to have a ripple effect on the safety in American communities. It's going to have a ripple effect on the workplace. Now that all of these people will legally be able to work anywhere they want, they're not just working for contractors under the table. So there's going to be a number of downstream effects. But I think the one that stands out the most to us is the effect this is going to have on social safety net programs, because now you're going to have 7 million illegal aliens benefiting from them. And by and large, they are not net contributors. They're going to Correct. Be net takers of these benefits, because they're not going to be working in jobs where they are paying more into the system than they will be taking out. And that includes their family members as well.
Well, I got to tell you, and the impact economically for what's going to be happening with this moving forward as well, if it goes, the Congressional Budget Office estimating this bill's immigration provisions could add $115 billion to the deficit. I mean, it's one thing after another of bad policies coming from the Democrats and Joe Biden on what's happening at our border and with immigration here. My gosh, it's awful. Thank you, Preston Hennigans. Thank you so much.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.